Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting second. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting ninth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerhardt moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Bando and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. Wiggins moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiggins moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Bando scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Franco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Gerhardt moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Steve Carlton now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Mike Kinnunen now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinnunen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. One out. Mark Williamson now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. John Shelby now playing right field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Chris Bando. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Snyder scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Orioles, 5. Dave Gallagher pinch runs for Tony Bernazard. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Gallagher moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby scores. Gallagher moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gallagher scores. Franco moves to third. Tabler moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing center field. Rick Dempsey now catching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Tony Arnold now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to home to get Snyder. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arnold fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder misplays the ball. That's an error on Snyder. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for John Shelby. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rick Burleson. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter throws the ball into Snyder, who tags Dwyer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.